Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, and welcome back to Dopamine Detox Challenge. Ever feel like you're constantly on edge, holding everything in? Like there's this pressure building up inside, but you just don't know how to let it out? Trust me, I get it. We live in a world that often tells us to keep it together, to be strong, to not show weakness. But what happens when all that bottled up emotion explodes? Today, we're diving into something really important. How to create a safe space for emotional expression. Because let's face it, suppressing our feelings doesn't make them disappear, it just pushes them underground, where they can fester and cause all sorts of trouble. We want to learn how to tap into that emotional wellspring in a healthy way, how to express ourselves authentically without fear of judgment. Now, before you roll your eyes and think this is some touchy-feely, overly sentimental stuff, hear me out. Creating a safe space for emotions isn't about mushy hugs and endless sobbing sessions. It's about building a foundation of trust and acceptance, both with ourselves and others. It's about learning to listen to our inner voice, to understand what those feelings are telling us, and to communicate them in a way that is both honest and constructive. Ready to break down these walls and unlock the power of emotional expression? Let's do it. 5 key takeaways. 1. Self-awareness is your superpower. Before you can create a safe space for others, you gotta build one for yourself. This means getting in tune with your own emotions. What triggers them, how they manifest, and what needs they might be trying to tell you. Think of it like emotional GPS. Knowing where you're at is the first step to navigating where you want to go. 2. Validation is not endorsement. When someone shares their feelings with you, even if you don't agree with them or think their reaction is a little extreme, try to validate their experience. This means acknowledging their emotions as real and legitimate, even if you wouldn't feel the same way in their shoes. Remember, everyone processes things differently. 3. Active listening. It's more than just hearing. True connection comes from actively listening, not just hearing the words, but really trying to understand the emotions behind them. This means paying attention to body language, tone of voice, and those unspoken cues that often reveal more than words ever could. 4. Boundaries are your best friend. Creating a safe space doesn't mean you have to be a therapist for everyone. It's okay to set boundaries around what you're comfortable discussing and sharing. Remember, taking care of your own emotional well-being is crucial, too. 5. It takes practice, patience, and compassion. Building trust and open communication takes time. Be patient with yourself and others, and remember that it's okay to make mistakes along the way. The important thing is to keep showing up, keep trying, and keep nurturing those connections. Real-world relatable example. Think about a close friend who's going through a tough time. Maybe they just lost a job or had a fight with their partner. You know they need someone to talk to, but you're not sure how to best offer your support. Instead of jumping in with solutions or advice, which they may not want, try simply saying, "Hey, I'm here for you if you want to talk." Listen actively to what they have to say, validate their feelings, and let them know that you're there for them without judgment. That simple act of creating a safe space can make all the difference in helping your friend navigate through those difficult emotions. Summary and key takeaways. So, remember, building a safe space for emotional expression isn't about being perfect or having all the answers. It's about cultivating self-awareness, practicing active listening, setting healthy boundaries, and treating ourselves and others with compassion. By doing so, we create an environment where genuine connection can thrive, where vulnerability is celebrated, and where our true selves can finally shine through. Call to action. Go ahead, take a few minutes today to practice some self-reflection. What emotions are you feeling right now? How can you create a little more space for them in your life? And share this episode with someone who might benefit from hearing these tips. You could be making a real difference in their world. Don't forget to join the conversation on social media, tell us about your experiences, and let's keep this conversation going.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.